97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea hanging out with you. Want to thank you for listening to us and also for calling in with your cheating stories and exposing the tactics that your ex has used on you to cheat on you. So that way, you know, if somebody's going through something similar right now, they can bust their man or their woman and be like, nah, I heard on 97.1 AMP Radio, that's a cheating tactic.
Busted. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like when that book, He's Just Not That Into You, came out, and every guy was like, ooh, jig is up.
Yeah.
She knows. She's on to my tricks.
She knows. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text with your cheating story. All right, Ivy from Baldwin Park, good morning.
Good morning.
Ivy, how did you get cheated on, and what red flags were missed that we could all learn from?
Okay, so first of all, he told me that his side piece was his sister.
That's a hell of a red flag right there.
Did they even look alike?
No, like, he told me it was his half-sister. I had met his whole family. I had known him for 10 years before we dated. And he's like, oh, this is my half-sister. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, you know, that happens sometimes.
Yeah.
So I got pregnant. And throughout the whole pregnancy, he would take my car on the weekend, go visit his half-sister. And all of a sudden, like, when the baby was born, we go to his family's house with his side piece.
No way.
And way. I thought it was great because, like, you know, the families were merging. And the family was like, oh, who is this with you? I'm like, oh, this is his half-sister. Like, he doesn't have a half-sister. What are you talking about?
Wait, this is like a whole other level of manipulation. And the fact that this guy has confidence that he thinks he can pull this off.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, what do you mean he doesn't have a half-sister? And they're like, we don't know who that is.
What?
I wonder what he was telling your side piece that you were.
Yeah.
Oh, she knew who I was.
This chick. So she was playing along with this whole game.
Yeah, and I don't know what she was thinking going to a family reunion where nobody knew her, but yeah, after that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, who is this? And he's like, oh, it's my half-sister. It's my half-sister. Like, they're just playing with you. And then about 3 weeks later, he started stealing food stamps from my baby to pay for her meals and pay for her food and
her groceries. What the hell?
Listen, I'll tell you one red flag right here. Nobody visits their family every weekend. Mm. Nobody.
Especially a half-sister.
A half-sister? He's trying to tell you, like, hey, babe, I need the car to go visit my half-sister for the weekend. I've got plenty of family. I see them once a month.
On FaceTime.
Yeah, right? No one's that kind of friends with their half-sister.
Wow, Ivy. So at what point in time did this whole plan unravel, and what was his response to it?
Actually, it got to the point where I had to call the cops on him. Whoa. Because he was just acting a fool and threatening me, threatening a baby. So after that, I checked up with his half-sister, and I'm like, listen, I don't know who you are, what's going on? And she's like, well, we've been seeing each other for the past 2 years, and then you popped up out of nowhere, so I thought, you know, maybe we can get along and, you know, I can help you out with the baby. I'm like, you're full of it.
What in the hell?
I don't know what planet you're living on.
Yeah, like, what person thinks that that whole weird love triangle could just be a happy family helping raise a baby? This lady's out of her mind.
Yeah. That she was out of her mind. I blocked, deleted everybody to have to do with him, her, with everyone, and I have been living my best life with my baby, drama free without him. I'm so happy now.
Good for you.
Well, Ivy, I'm glad that you are in a much better place. You sound super happy and super at peace. Major props to all single moms that listen to us. You guys are superheroes. So thank you so much for calling in and letting us know about this. And now, if you ever get introduced to somebody's half sibling who they visit a lot, you need to do a whole family tree about it.
Right.
You know, 23andMe.
Yeah, exactly.
I want a genealogy report.
Now you know what you gotta do. Ivy, we love you. Have a great week.
Yeah, you all too.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.